It's not easy to get an auditorium packed with 600 people, mostly kids, to quiet down. But the promise of talking to a real astronaut does the trick. They wait on the edge of their seats for NASA to connect the call.
Coconino High School, this is Mission Control Houston. Please call station for a voice check.
Station, this is Coconino High School. How do you hear me?
After a moment, astronaut Anne McLean replies.
I have you loud and clear. It's nice to talk to you today.
McLean has been on the International Space Station since December. It's her first NASA mission. She's got 20 minutes to answer a handful of student questions before the space station moves out of range. The kids go on stage to speak with her and see her through a two-way video feed. Freshman Skylar Meister wants to know,
what was the training like to become an astronaut?
I tell you, the training to become an astronaut started the day I was born. And I say that in one way because I told my parents when I was just 3 years old that I wanted to be an astronaut. I'm not even sure.
McLean says she was a helicopter pilot in the Army when NASA selected her. Her training involved learning to speak Russian and fix broken parts on the space station.
You know, when you think about it, we are on this self-contained little house in the sky, and if anything goes wrong, we need to fix it. So a lot of that training.
Next, 15-year-old Zachary Dawson steps up to the microphone.
Well, my question is, how much of what you learned in high school do you actually use?
Well, I'll tell you a secret. I use a larger percentage of what I learned in kindergarten than what I learned in high school.
But then she tells a story about studying 4 days straight for a physics test in college and earning the top grade.
And it was at that moment that I realized, you know what, it's not about being smart. It's about digging deep and studying hard. And I tell you, that is what you can learn in high school.
The 20 minutes go by fast.
Thank you to all participants from Coconino High School Station. We're now resuming operational audio communications.
After the call is over, 10-year-olds Casey Green and Simon Pickup are bubbling with excitement.
I thought it was really cool to see somebody that was actually in space.
It was really cool to see her just floating around and not holding the microphone at all.
Skylar Meister, who asked the question about training, says she never really thought about becoming an astronaut before.
But, like, just seeing the moon would actually, like, seeing the moon and seeing, like, Earth from the moon would actually be really cool.
Freshman student Deontay Anderson says talking to the space station was one of the best experiences he's ever had. McLean's background as a pilot was inspiring.
Ever since I was a little boy, ever since like before preschool, I wanted to become a helicopter pilot and an engineer. That's why I was like, oh, she's a helicopter pilot too, so that was pretty cool.
Anderson says he's already following her advice about the value of hard work to achieve his dream. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siviny in Flagstaff.